Meeting is called to order. Please let the minute show that we have in attendance Tranquil, Joe, Molly, Renee, and myself, Angela. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, please. Someone please make a motion. We need to table item number 5, the trustee orientation, until our next meeting. Meg had something come up and couldn't be with us today.
Okay, so I need a motion to table the orientation, item 5.
I so move.
Joe moves. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Tranquil seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. So we stretch that out. Any other amendments? Okay, please let the minutes also show that we have no one from the public attending this meeting. Okay, so now let us have a approval of the minutes, which are part of your packet that was sent to you. So we have minutes from November and December meetings. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
Molly moves that we approve both sets of minutes.
I'll second.
And Renee seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. The next order of business is the visitor's docket. We have no one from the public, so we move on from that item. We have old business, the strategic plan implementation. Erin?
Okay, so that was also sent to you as part of your packet. And this document that I sent is by no means exhaustive. It's just kind of some of the things that we want to get done within these first 5 to 6 months. I think it's really tempting to try and go in and attack all these different ideas we have at once, but I feel like if we do that, things are just going to stall. So we're trying to kind of keep our focus narrowed and move forward one step at a time. But some of the things that we want to work on initially, we are looking at creating a new mission statement and identifying some organizational values, developing some key language to use in our interactions and marketing or promotions to kind of keep everything on task with our interactions with the public. I do think, and I'm sure we've discussed this with the board before, this really needs to be done by committee. I've got more than 5, but I'm limiting it to 5 staff members who are interested in being on this committee. I need at least one of you guys. I'd like at least 2 of you to also be on this committee. And this would, of course, relate to one of our goals of getting that comprehensive communication plan in place, as well as getting the staff involved and kind of reinvigorating their oomph for the job in the library. So I'll keep going through this, but before, don't let me forget, I do need to get some of you guys on board for that committee. We do need to do some surveys sooner rather than later, I hope, but I am waiting for our PR and marketing person to come on board to kind of head up how we're going to do this. What I have listed here is talking about determining the best hours of operation for our different branches to make sure the communities are accessing us as well as they can. But this survey can be broader than that. That doesn't need to be, and I don't think should be the only thing we're talking about in that survey. We are looking at getting some kind of database or other mechanism in place to track community volunteers to lead different programs or topics, which I've got exciting to me news on that front. That I'll share in a little bit. Kind of along the same lines, I'm looking at implementing some kind of workflow for submitting suggestions from both our staff and the patrons, the public in general. I want a workflow that will divert the suggestions to someone who can actually take action on it and not rely on the suggestion box that's sitting in the library that gets used maybe once a quarter. So something along those lines to help keep that line of communication open, and hopefully let it be a workflow that would allow more of a dialogue rather than a one-way line of communication. We're looking at creating some peer-to-peer teaching opportunities amongst our staff. We discussed that at our all-staff meeting that happened 2 weeks ago, so we've already started that. And some of our staff are really excited about that opportunity.
Is this going to kind of help cross-train? Is that what you're looking at doing?
It can, and I think to some extent it will. I think what it's more likely to do is get our staff more knowledgeable about a lot of the digital resources we have, because it's, I think you were in the strategic planning meeting where Melissa was saying, you know, we've got a whole lot to sell, for lack of a better term, when we're talking with the public. There's a whole lot there, and if you don't know what you have to sell, it's hard to sell it.
Right.
So, right. So what we're doing, and it can go beyond this, but kind of what we started focusing on initially with this, is we gave all of our staff a list of the digital resources that we have right now. And we said, okay, find something that speaks to you, something that you've got some kind of interest in, whether it's really just a professional interest or something that you would use in your own life,
right.
Learn about it. Get kind of familiar with
it.
Dig into it. If there's an app that goes with it and you want to explore the app too, by all means, do that. And then we're going to set aside some time in a month or two or whenever for you to get with some of your colleagues and teach them what you learned.
Yeah.
So they get the chance to be the student on their own, and then the teacher and the other staff members get the benefit of learning from them.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at with that.
So you've told them to already start investigating.
We've already given them the list and said start signing up, and we've got a lot of them that have already signed up.
Good.
So now it's a matter of scheduling when they're going to actually sit down and do it. No, we didn't say you have to, only two people can do a given topic, but it's, we've got a decent spread so far, so it's not everybody just going to the same thing. We're also we have hired a public relations and marketing coordinator. She's set to begin this Wednesday as her first day. And then we also would like to hire, I've got it listed here as a programming manager, and I do need someone who can manage that department. But I also want this person to be able to do some of the adult programming as well.
So what is programming manager? What do they do?
They would be the supervisors for the programming department, so children's, teens or YA, and adult, because I've got one of my former clerks, who was a part-time employee, is now doing kind of the supplemental adult programming. She's taken over the Maryville Coffee Club and the Council on Aging monthly visit that we do. But she's not comfortable in some of the more in-depth programs that I would like to see done for adult. So that's why I would want someone else to kind of take in and step in with that.
So these are organized programs that are held here or off-site that have
yes.
people that come together?
So yes, okay. Yes, it's our events.
Okay. So is that how you're using the associate director position?
That is a big chunk of what she had done, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So funds from that position are going to both of these other ones, or just to the...
They were both listed in the budget for this year.
Okay.
The adult programming at that point wasn't listed as a programming department supervisor, but it was listed as a full-time position. So it would be a higher rate of pay with supervisory duties. But yes, that some of that can come from what we are now no longer paying that second associate director. But a large chunk of it was already in the budget anyway. And the same for the PR person. That was budgeted.
What kind of person are you looking for for that? Is that a degree person or a personality that you're looking for?
I would like to have someone with a library degree and experience in programming. Particularly adult services would be good for this. I don't think we need to make that a requirement, because I think that would be pretty limiting to our pool. But yes, I am looking for someone who's got experience in supervising. And I keep saying programming. It's the only word I can think of for that.
So it could be someone that's done it for, let's say at Fort Polk for one of their...
A different organization.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, I don't remember what they call that, but there's recreational services kind of thing.
Right, right. Yeah, that seems like it would be a good fit.
Is this a full-time position?
It will be, yes.
So have you advertised for it yet?
Not yet. I was holding off on that one until after we meet.
Are you working on a job description then?
Yes, yes. I don't have it finalized, but yes.
Well, I would certainly say that a person with those, with that background would be preferred, you know, so that you can give people hints of what you're, you know, looking for. But do you require somebody with a bachelor's degree or not?
I think we should for this position. Especially since I'm asking them to supervise a whole department, I think it would be reasonable to require that.
Would you require that they have some supervisory...
Yes.
History?
Yes.
At least a year or more of supervisory experience?
I would want more than a year, yes. Yeah, I really don't want to put someone who's never supervised anyone in charge of a department.
Everybody's not a supervisor.
That's true.
I had to several times and I didn't like it. I thought, why, my best thing.
Yeah.
It is, and there's always problems, and there's always wah wah, and yeah.
It is.
My Fort Polk Education Center is looking pretty much the same thing. They're asking at least an associate's.
Okay.
And to have supervisory experience.
Okay. That's good to know. Kind of where the area...
Education Center, okay.
Okay.
For programming person.
Same position, so it's limited.
That's what I was saying.
I was saying it's limited.
Activity center, yeah. What do you envision between... I was looking at the assignments and that. Who do you envision reporting to you now?
Well, whoever becomes the supervisor for that department will be reporting to me. I've got the PR person reports to me. The associate director reports to me. I've got the security reports to me, HR reports to me, payroll and bookkeeping report to me. So those are kind of my direct report. Branch manager, right now I've got reporting to Julie rather than directly to me because I have this active role in supervising the program department right now, which is taking up a lot of my time. If I can get a supervisor to supervise the department and then I'm just dealing with one person rather than... Then I can take that back on.
So we only have one branch manager because the other branches are too small to have somebody. Does the branch manager here kind of help oversee some of those issues with those branches, or who does that?
She does. Okay. The more routine sort of issues that come up, yes, she takes care of those and just escalates it as needed.
Right. So all the workers that go out to a branch report to her?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're these workers from here and they rotate. Right.
Right.
Makes sense. Sounds like fun.
Okay. So before I forget, do we have any volunteers to work on that committee for creating a new mission statement and identifying organizational values? I'm thinking that the committee, depending on how often we can... Everybody's hiding. I'm thinking that if we can, depending on how often we can meet, this committee's work would probably be 5 to 8 weeks worth of meeting. And I don't think that we necessarily have to all be in the same room for all of the meetings. Some of this can be done via email and that sort of thing.
I can and will, but I'd rather hear if somebody else wants to take the...
Yeah, because we did the other one. I don't mind doing it, but I think somebody else needs to take a turn also. I just have a little bit more trouble getting to meetings, which I'm out of town.
Right.
Well, I know you won't need to do it during the day when your people are here and I can't. So that would be my holdback.
Yeah, I think... we can probably do it like around the same time as we do these meetings, 4:45-ish. And with that, as long as we're not doing more than one a week where we actually have to all be in one place and meet, which I don't foresee, then...
Well, if you can get somebody else, because it's hard for me to... We don't get out of school till almost 4 o'clock, and then I have duty after school, so I really, you know...
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want you to go without anybody, so I don't mind trying, but it would be hard, but I can do it.
Okay.
So when did it start?
I'm going to need to ask whoever ends up on the committee that we can find a time that works for y'all.
Who else is on? Candace, is she the only other one that's not here?
Candace, and then the ex officio, Mike Harper.
Oh, now what about Lynn? Did you ask Lynn?
I have not been able to hear back from Lynn. When I called her, she had laryngitis, and I didn't want to make her talk. So I emailed her all the information and didn't hear back, and I've tried calling a few more times, and it just rings and rings and rings and rings. So I hope she's okay. Before y'all leave, let me compare phone numbers, because if y'all have a different I know the number works, because I did get in touch with her that one time when she was sick, but if there's a better number. Okay. But I'm going to keep trying.
So is Candace the only other one?
Candace is the only other one who's not here, yes.
Maybe you need to appoint her to that committee. If you miss, you get appointed. I mean, I don't mind, but it's just hard for me to make meetings. But if we have, anyway, if somebody else will, if you don't, let me know.
Okay.
I did strategic planning, but I'll step in.
You'll step in?
I don't know how soon I'm going to be doing my reconstructive. It's been 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I go on a 14th of consult for that.
Okay.
So I don't know how to, but I will stand in.
Let me put you down, and if something comes up and you can't continue, I'll send out an SOS email to all of you. Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And maybe you ask Candace, she might want to.
Yeah. Yeah, she may still show up. She said she was planning to come. But let me get y'all's input on this. I would like, I've got 5 employees, including myself, on this committee already, and 2 more who have said, hey, if an opening comes up, I'd like to jump in. We signed up for this before I hired the PR person. I think the PR person needs to be on this committee.
Yeah.
So if, and I know committees, when and they get too big, it's kind of hard to get anything done, but I really think we should add her to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I will, I'll text with you later to see what kind of timeline looks good for you to at least have our initial meeting, and we can go from there.
I'll look until the 14th for consult.
Something before the 14th, definitely. Okay.
This is
Oh, wow.
We're going past the 13th, so.
And the stars this week. Our old stars and our second day.
And you've got a wedding coming up.
Yes, that's the wedding. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
In June.
It's a lot of work.
I know. I didn't realize. I thought, well, it's good. It's good. That's what I mean. I told my sisters the other day, I said, I just wish they would have come.
I know, just go.
Oh, it would have been so, but last weekend we did all the cake tasting and got all the cakes taken care of and for all the showers and the reception. And
okay, well, that takes care of everything I had planned to talk about with strategic planning. So that leads us to the executive session, which I think we would need a motion and vote to move into, if I'm not mistaken.
So I move that we close out the regular meeting and move into executive session at this time.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Tranquil seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you.
Back on.
Recording's back on. Thank you, by the way.
So we move on to new business, review and approval of policies. So the records retention renewal.
We need to discuss staffing changes. Did you want to cover that? That was a page that we had in here, which is, I think it was who's covering what since Lisa's gone.
Yeah. I mean, I went over it briefly, so if y'all have questions, we can go back to it. Yeah, yeah.
It's a line.
Yeah, and you answered my question because it kind of went with the implementation plan, which was who's reporting to whom. Okay, so the record for retention renewal.
Yes, so every so often, the Secretary of State office asks us to renew the retention schedule. I haven't changed anything in this proposal since the last time we adopted it. We're just reaffirming it, basically, and it meets the minimum requirements that the Secretary of State requests.
So do we need a motion on that?
Yes, ma'am.
We accept the record retention schedule as presented.
I have a motion to accept the records retention schedule by Joe. I need a second. Frankel seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Okay.
Next item is the removal of removed Miracle on Washington from the DeRidder holiday closure schedule.
Several years ago. Remove the Miracle. No, not quite, but several years ago, the board approved the DeRidder branch only closing the Day of Miracle on Washington because with the road being closed, it was dangerous to get in and out of our parking lot. We reopened an entry point from 3rd Street so that there is now an entry and exit there. So I feel like that is no longer necessary. Let's be open to the public.
You might get some actual traffic during
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I think we very well could.
Traffic and people.
Mm-hmm. So, and
maybe you could plan something.
Right.
Exactly.
Usually that's what they do.
Exactly.
The businesses all get involved in something.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot easier for us to do that when I have staff here.
Right.
So, yeah, because we had added that to the employee policy manual at some point, I do need a motion to remove it now.
I'll make a motion to remove Miracle on Washington Events Day.
Renee moves that we remove Miracle in Washington from the holiday closure schedule.
I'll second it.
And Molly seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it.
Aaron, I wonder if we shouldn't adjust the employee handbook so that it reads something that will be open or closed on several holidays throughout the year that may change from year to year. They'll be posted at the end of the previous year or something like that. Do you? Because we don't always close the exact same things. Sometimes we're closed extra days.
We generally do close following the same schedule.
All I'm saying is you wouldn't have to redo the handbook every time if you change something like that.
Yeah. I think that we could how do I phrase this? I think we could do that kind of like we do emergency closures, which is more or less at my discretion.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not something we're planning on doing year after year after year, then I think it's covered by what we've already got.
So now we have a weapons policy. So you want to have weapons now?
No, thank you.
No,
thank you. So I've been talking with Steve over at the DA's office, Mr. Lantrenau, and what we have come up with is we cannot, in general, ban firearms because they're protected open carry in the state of Louisiana and public libraries are not part of the exemptions that the legislature lists. So we can't ban firearms that are in accordance with the law. We can ban weapons outside of firearms, but you have to be kind of careful how you do it, and effectively, I don't know how that really works. But,
can I say something?
Yes, please.
I have my license fully concealed, and whoever has something posted at their door that said no weapons allowed in here, including firearms, they're not supposed to bring them in. So firearms is supposed to be included into that.
Well, Steve's trying to look at how to do it all above board. What we have here in DeRidder, the city created a firearm-free zone, and our main branch falls within that zone. Municipalities can, under the law, create these districts where firearms aren't allowed. You have to post certain verbiage to enforce that, but it does include our main branch, not so much any of our other locations. So this was not part of what was mailed out, but what was left for you when you got here. We've got the policy that he and I have come up with, a proposal that talks about it shall be unlawful to possess or carry a weapon other than a firearm protected by law on the premises of any Beauregard Parish Library property. Possession or carrying a dangerous weapon on Beauregard Parish Library premises is not permitted. Any such violation shall be subject to arrest and criminal prosecution to the fullest extent of the law and or permanent expulsion from any Beauregard Parish Library premises. The DeRidder branch of the Beauregard Parish Library, located at 205 South Washington Avenue, DeRidder, Louisiana, is located within a firearm-free zone as designated by the City of DeRidder. See City of DeRidder Emergency Ordinance number 0217-2017-27 Charter Series. Carrying a firearm in a firearm-free zone is a violation of state law and subject to criminal prosecution in accordance with, list the law, and may be subject to a fine of $2,000 and a prison term with or without benefit of hard labor for not less than 1 year and no more than 5 years or both. To go along with that, we've got a kind of mock-up of the signs that we would use. One side, the side that says firearm-free zone notice would be the one for here at DeRidder. The opposite side that does not say firearm-free would be the one for our rural branches. So that's the proposed policy and visual notice that we're going with. Steve did also say that he's going to get with the DA and then possibly talk to the police jury, depending on what they come up with, about maybe seeing if the police jury wants to somehow try to ban weapons at all of its facilities, which would include our areas. I'm not really clear on if they can do like the city did and say firearm-free zone in our buildings, or if it would be something kind of lesser than that, but he is looking at doing something with the police jury to help cover this.
So how would this affect people that do have a concealed carry?
If they're protected by law, they could still come in with it. Now, if they start brandishing it, that is not protected by law. So
if they have a concealed carry permit, they could bring it in. Can they wear it on their person exposed, or does it have to be in a bag?
Has to be concealed.
Okay.
With the permit, they can carry concealed. Open carry law means not concealed. Right.
But with this being posted, even with a concealed, you're supposed to bring it back to your car. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not supposed to take it in even with a concealed.
That stepped out to my car for
okay.
just a second.
Okay. I mean, that would be what we would prefer. I don't know how enforceable that is. My concern is not the person who has it in their pocket and never takes it out.
Right.
I don't care.
And I know how much this really protects us. If somebody wants to come in and do something, they're going to come in and do it.
That's true. That's true.
But they're going to ignore this.
Right. But it does. You're right. And I've recently had someone on our Facebook page complain that we had any kind of notice about don't bring weapons in for that reason. And I get that. On the other hand, it does give us the framework of, hey, we said this is not allowed. We can tell you don't come back if you break this.
The other thing, the only other thing we'd do is it would prevent if you had two hotheads in here that got into a fight and one pulled theirs out, but I think your security person would have them out of here before it got to that anyway, because you're not going to let people get known.
Right.
Just like they would at a bar.
Right, right. So that, it's definitely a policy, regardless of what that policy is. No, it's not going to stop someone who definitely has that intention.
This is off that, but does Maryville have a...
To the best of my knowledge, they do not.
The
firearm free zone?
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge, they do not. I'll see if I can get in contact with them and double check, but to the best of my knowledge, no.
I've never heard of this in the river. Not that I don't even have a gun, and I wouldn't be carrying it around, but I didn't know that. So does that mean that you can't carry your gun into
schools, courthouses, a city hall?
Those are protected by the law. Those are exemptions.
Yeah, the firearm free zone, so you can't take it into Cecil's? Or people
Cecil's
could take
not
it into your shop?
Free zone.
Well, I thought you said the city of DeRidder.
The city of DeRidder has a map that outlines where it is, and I don't know the details of that map, except that we're included.
It's the fire department.
It's kind of the public.
Yeah, government stuff.
Yeah.
It's not private business.
Not private.
And it just so happens that the library
falls
into that little area.
Right, because...
Because it's a public building.
My understanding is that the places you were naming, like the schools, the city hall, the courthouse, that stuff is exempt from open carry and concealed permit by law. That's a totally separate law.
Separate from the firearm free.
From the firearm free.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess the hospital.
Hospital is exempt. You know, that's a firearm free.
But the firearm free zone is a separate area here in town that includes places that aren't the ones that...
And the hospital falls up under the firearm free zone.
Okay. But the other ones that you, the schools and all that, is a separate law.
That's separate, yeah.
That doesn't include, like, the hospital or the library.
Right.
Hospitals, libraries, fire departments, police stations.
Libraries aren't included.
That's how this one get included, into the fire free.
In their map, yes, but not by the law.
Yeah, but
not the exemption law.
That's what I'm telling it a different thing.
So their map is an area, it's not specific businesses?
Right, that's my understanding, yes. And that was...
So what's the area? The downtown area, so your business?
I'm not.
I haven't looked at it.
Because I'm a personal business. Like, how can I explain it? This is like government. By this being owned by the police jurors, so the police jurors may have something to do, kind of do with it. But for the firearm free zone, that's the hospital, fire station, police station, city hall. You know, it covers like those places.
So
and the library fell up under that one.
There's an actual map.
Yeah, she has a map. Misty has a map.
But it's only certain businesses in that area. It's not the streets, it's not the sidewalk, it's just certain businesses.
Oh, it's inside the building.
Certain
just inside the building.
Inside the building.
And not all buildings.
And most businesses at the door have those little signs up, so you automatically know.
Yeah.
Turn around and go.
I don't think the hospital has that. Never seen it.
I haven't noticed it there, but I wasn't looking for it.
Do you need a motion of any sort?
Yes, if we're going to adopt this, I do.
So we need a motion to adopt the wording for a no weapons policy that is being written up for us. Do I have a motion to that effect?
Yes.
Joe moves that we adopt the weapons policy. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Tranquil seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item is looking at the budget and the approval of various things that we have there. So the first one is the final amendment to the fiscal year 2019 budget.
Okay, so for 2019 budget, not including the balance forward amount, but the things that were actually generated in 2019, we ended up with more money than we expected. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. My balance forward was off, as y'all will remember, so that brought us down, but still we were in a really good place. With the Louisiana state law is anytime you have a variance of more than 5% between what you budgeted and actually received and or spent, you have to make an amendment to the budget before you go into your audit session. Otherwise, it would be flagged as a problem on your audit. So that's what we're doing here. And it goes through and makes the recommendation where needed. For all of the revenues, it's just a matter of recommending that we change the budget to the actual amount. And then where needed, I think there was one where it was like less than 1%, so there's really no change needed there. And then whenever we get to the expenditures, the general fund expenditures, in all of the instances where there was more than a 5% difference, I'm suggesting we amend to the actual amount and all of the quote leftovers be rolled into the building and asset repair and replacement fund for this year's budget.
So that's not the things you highlighted in red. It's
If it's highlighted in red, that just means it was a negative amount.
Okay. So where does that
tell you come to? So on the very last page, all of the proposed amendments have the revenue for 2019 coming to a total of $5,969,814, and expenses for the annual expenses coming to $1,496,010, and then zeroing out all of the dedicated fund expenses because we ended up spending none of that last year. Now down at the bottom, where it talks about the 2020 amendments that this would impart, there is a typo in that second line where it says $490,261. That needs to be corrected to $489,457, which puts the proposed amended 2020 BARR budget total to
$2,867,965. What did you say the BARR stands for?
Building and Asset Repair and Replacement.
Do I have a motion to accept the amendments as listed here? Joe makes the so moves. So do I have a second?
I'll second.
And Renee seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the next item is the approval of the auditor for the coming audit.
Yes, ma'am. So I heard from Christy Fugelier, who has done our audit last year and a few years prior to that. She is quoting a cost not to exceed $9,995 to perform both the annual audit and the state agreed upon procedure report that we're in our, I think this will be our third year of being required to do. Last year, this is the exact same amount they quoted us last year to do it. We ended up not spending that much with them because we had such a good report on that state agreed upon procedure report that they really didn't have to do any investigation and do more than pretty much tick a couple boxes on the report and send it in. When we talked about it when they were doing it last year, there was some wiggle room debate on whether or not they would, again, this year be able to do kind of a reduced investigation and report, kind of coasting on that good report from previous years, or if it would be another full-fledged report. But her estimate is not to exceed that $9,995. It may end up being less. And we've had a really good relationship with them. They're very easy to work with. So I would, if the board doesn't have a problem with it, I would like to stick with them.
So we have we need a motion to approve Colder, Slavin and Company as the auditors.
I motion.
So Trankle so moves. And Molly seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. By the way, I moved off the budget without my asking. How do we get $12,000 interest?
From the CDs.
Is the CDs?
Primarily, yeah.
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 So is the rate increase?
Great, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that brings us to the compliance questionnaire, which that was part of your packet I sent out, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. in there, I'll go back and add the CPA's firm now that we have approved who's going to do that. All of the questions there are answered for you. The only one that is anything other than a straight up yes is in part six, meetings, item number 19 on the list. As we were putting up the audio recording of our fiscal year public hearing from December, I sent it to IT and said, hey, post this on the website, please. And they came back and said, it's a really small file. I said, well, yeah, it was like a 2-minute meeting. It is a small file. And they said, but so are all these others that we've got listed there. So we went back and looked, and y'all, my setup had been messing up the whole year. About 3 minutes, three or five minutes into each meeting, the audio just stops and the recording is blank. So we've got partial recordings. I mean, we posted them like we're required to, didn't notice it because I would just turn it on to make sure it starts. And I'm like, okay, yeah, recording's good. Send it over.
To post the audio?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, self-reporting.
I thought we were recording because it made it minutes easier.
No, it's required. If you have authority over a certain amount of money, then you're required to record your meetings and post the recordings. So, you know, self-reporting here that those audio recordings are incomplete. What we have has been posted in accordance with what we're supposed to do. I've since got new software, so we should be back a-okay from this point forward. All of the minutes that go along with those recordings have all been put up like they're supposed to. So that's where that is.
So my question was, should the answer to this question be yes?
I don't know, because we did, but we didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we tried to.
Right.
We did.
Well, we know it was
we complied, but the file was corrupted.
Yeah. So this is the compliance questionnaire goes to our auditor, so I'm sure Christy will say, hey, what's up with this, and we'll talk about it. And if she needs me to change that to a no, then I can do that.
But our meetings are open.
Our meetings are open.
People are invited to come.
Yeah.
And our minutes are posted.
Right.
So
hopefully that is enough to make this a yes,
yeah.
Is where my head was.
Well, obviously you haven't gotten any complaints.
No.
Yeah. Nobody's
gone
online to listen to
them. It would be. Yeah. So I need a motion to approve the compliance questionnaire.
I'll move the compliance questionnaire.
Renee moves that we approve the compliance questionnaire. I need a second. Holly seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. So now we are accepting the resignation of our trustee for Mays Boulevard, Pat Andrews.
Yes.
And we're looking for a new one.
We are. I think that was before the meeting started, so let me re-report what I shared earlier. I've been pseudo in contact with Lynn Boggs, who Pat suggested take her place. And my understanding is had indicated an interest in doing so to Pat. when I called her, she had laryngitis, so I couldn't talk to her on the phone. So I emailed her all of the information about what's involved, are you interested, invited her to come to this meeting. Didn't hear back through email, tried calling her several more times, but the phone just rings and rings, and I don't get an answering machine or a voicemail, so it really just rings and rings. So I have not heard back from her to confirm, yes, I'm interested. So I hesitate to ask you guys to put her on the board or request the police jury put her on the board at this point. Right. I mean, you might make a motion and approval contingent upon getting her acceptance in the meantime.
She's a retired principal out at East Florida. I think she was an English teacher before that.
No, I mean, she's always been a really big supporter of the library. And
I think she'd be great if she wants to, but that's not like her to not respond back.
I hope she's okay.
It might be her phone. How long ago was it that you... Yeah, but you emailed her and she didn't respond.
I emailed her, yeah. Yeah, I emailed her 3 weeks ago, I think, and I've called her four or five times since. So we do need, I think, a motion to accept Pat's resignation.
Yeah.
But how you guys want to handle reappointing or asking the police jury to reappoint, whether you want to just hold off until the May meeting or if you want to make some kind of contingent upon her acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we wait until you hear from
us? Okay.
There's no urgency to it.
Not really. I mean, I don't think we're going to have any special meetings between now and May, so we've got until May, unless something comes up. But.
And you have,
she may want to join our
board. LynnBoggs@gmail.com.
LynnBoggs@gmail.com is what I have.
And it's LYNNE.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the resignation from Pat Andrews.
I move so.
And Joe moves that we accept the resignation from Pat Andrews. I need a second. Regretfully, of course, a second from Molly. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. In the 4-H meeting tomorrow, I'm going to harass her about it.
Good. Well, she may be just
give her a dig for
some
fresh blood. She's
traveling a lot.
She travels a lot now, and she has other things to do. And she got me on all these boards, and now she's we're on 4-H and tourist commission and all this. So I'm like, oh no, now you're leaving.
All right, we move on to announcements, and I apologize for stepping out to the car, but it occurred to me I had left it unlocked because my granddaughter left something in the car, and then it dawned on me as I was sitting here that I had my laptop in the car.
Oh,
well, yeah, need to lock that.
Yeah, so we have mandatory things to do.
Okay. All right. So I know this isn't really news to any of y'all. You've been around long enough to remember this. Every year we need to do our ethics training for public servants due before the end of the year. And you can do it either online or in person. I think there is an in-person seminar happening in Alexandria on the 20th of this month. And there's information on one of your sheets.
Yeah.
Of course, you can do it online anytime, and please send us a copy of your certificate of attendance. The sexual harassment training, we've got a link from the state civil service. They have created the training. So that link is on here, and I'll email this stuff to you too, so you don't have to actually type in the links. That's another one that's due before the end of the year.
And folks, we've got to get better at this sexual harassment stuff. We're just not good at harassing people.
Well, I told Erin, I went online and I did it with Prior like last week, and then I found my notes and I had done the wrong one.
Aww. That was an hour down the drain.
No, I just hate doing it.
Yeah. So, and because y'all are on the board, you are required to do 2 hours worth. There's the one for all employees and the one for supervisors.
This link will take us to both.
This link takes you to both. There are actually 3 listed there. Don't do the one for investigators, just do the other 2.
And there's some type of certificate print.
After you complete it, you can download the certificate and then either print it and bring it by, email it to us, however you want to get it to us.
Would we email it to Janet?
You can email it to either me or to hrdept@bow.org. And then there's always the financial disclosure that we're required to do before May 15th of each year. I'll email that one to you so you've got the PDF. I've got some printed out if you'd rather do a physical copy. If you are on more than one board and have to do this for more than one board, you don't have to do it 10 million times. Just whichever tier is the highest tier, do that one. Please send me a copy of it if you're sending it in with someone else or on your own. I'm going to send a packet off on May 8th. So if you want to have your stuff to me.
I'm a big girl and do it myself now because Miss Patty said it for me. She would do it up for me.
So, yeah, you're welcome to mail it in yourself if you'd rather do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh.
And Renee also.
There's one, and 2, and 3.
Thank you.
And that date I'm proposing to mail it off from here is after our May meeting. So if you want to just bring it with you to the May meeting, that will work.
Now, I never did get my sexual harassment for last year. Are we going to be dinged for that, or was anybody come?
What do you mean?
You know, the sexual harassment for 2019. I didn't actually do it. I didn't realize. When you had brought it up, I thought we...
You did the one on prior that...
Did you attend the... Oh, you didn't attend them?
No, but I went into Fred Pryor and looked at your account. It looked like you did both of them. According to the system, you did it.
You check me off, that's good. Can you check me off for the show, too?
Well, no, I can't do that.
Well, you've got announcements. I was also thinking the Louisiana Library Association conference
Yes.
is coming up, isn't it?
It is, and there's a little handout of that in the stuff that was left for you today. Not the mail out, but what was added today. It's going to be in Lafayette this year at the Cajun Dome. It is March 25th through 27th, with the 25th being the pre-conferences and stuff like that. So the bulk of it is the 26th and 27th. And there's a little half sheet on there for where to go if you want to register yourself for it and get reimbursed, or if you'd like us to do it. I've got information, excuse me, on contacting Janet for us to get you registered. And we have 3 employees presenting in some fashion. I have opened up to bring up to 2 more employees. You know, we do an application process for other employees who want to go. And we had set aside funds to do at least up to 2. Those applications are due by Valentine's Day, so we should know by the end of the month, well before the end of the month, who's going. The printout that talks about the conference overview is a very, very general overview. It doesn't give you a lot of details. For the first time this year, the conference is going to have an app, and the details of the sessions are going to be in the app, which is supposed to be released in the middle of this month. So there will be more information forthcoming. It's just not in an easily shareable format anywhere right now to give details on which sessions are going to be held.
Can you send us that in the link in the email when you do find out?
Yes.
But you're saying Wednesday doesn't have as much as the other days?
Wednesday is really just the pre-conferences, and there's a...
Is that
the
listed,
welcome?
Is that listed somewhere online as to what those are?
The pre-conferences are, yes. I think so. We've got One is a murder mystery.
Oh, that's right here, Shivering Spines.
Yes, yes, Shivering Spines, a murder mystery. And then that says a Rick Gumbo. I'm sorry, that's supposed to be Rich. A Rich Gumbo, a Holy Trinity, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion in Your Library are the two pre-conferences that are going on.
So the first one's kind of a fun thing, and the other one's library more.
Right. And the purpose behind the first one's kind of twofold. Yes, it's kind of a relax and have fun sort of thing, but it's also get ideas on how to hold your own in your library.
So Lisa would be all over that.
Is she conference chair this year?
She is. She is, and I think she's signed on to do it next year, too.
Keep her busy.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be getting an award at any of
them? I'm sorry?
Will you be getting an award at any of the awards?
No, I got my award last year.
Yeah, how did the voting go this year?
I haven't heard anything back yet. There's still, the polls are still open. Uh-huh. But there was no one running against me, so I mean, I'm going to be secretary next year, guys.
It left a spot, I guess, in case so many people voted for the same person that it's a possibility they could have gotten it.
I don't know.
That was tricky. So, you guys voted?
It was tricky. I didn't. Is that something we got in the email?
Yes, you should have got an email for that.
If it's still open, will you send me?
I don't think I can send that link. I can contact LLA office and see if they can resend it.
I'll contact them. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't remember getting it, but I probably just overlooked
it. Okay, then we have your reports.
Okay. So the activities report is kind of long this go-round. As you know, Celise has resigned and is in Rapides Parish as their director and doing very well. We talked about how we have kind of reassigned the majority of her duties here in the meantime and our plans for the future. Back in November, I and our HR coordinator went to an internal investigations training that was very interesting. And it's one of those things you hope you never need to use, but it's good to know. We have hired a new PR and marketing person set to begin this Wednesday. Her background as far as marketing goes, she owns and runs her own business for marketing. She's been focusing on working with independent authors and churches and some of the nonprofits kind of associated with those churches. And that's where she's been focusing most of her marketing efforts. In addition to the marketing work she does there, she's created and sold courses for independent authors to kind of guide them in how to do self-promotion and marketing. So I feel like she's got a good grasp on book stuff and a good grasp on marketing stuff. Her name is Heather Duff. She's out of Moss Bluff area, but some of her family moved here a few years ago, so she's been doing more and more in the DeRidder area. Okay. And says she really enjoys this community. So I have really high hopes. I think it's going to go well. A list of the different outreach, community involvement things there. And I won't read to you. Facilities, our Fields branch was closed for a little while our internet and therefore security camera were out of commission. That is back up and running. We've been open for a few weeks again, and things are going well there. In fact, one of the days we were open there, I don't remember if it was 6 or 9 new card members signed up in one day, which is amazing for Fields. So that was good. I think they probably were one family, but still, they came to the library together. That's awesome.
Do employees feel comfortable going out there?
I am not sending any employee on their own out there.
Okay, good.
And this is one of the branches where we do have a security system involved, including a panic button, It's a monitored, that's Hyatt, yes. It's a monitored system, so if you trigger the panic button and you have to hold it for however long before it'll trigger it, then they don't waste time calling us. They call the police and have someone dispatched. And I'm looking at getting that same system. It's a Ring system. I'm looking at getting that same system at our other locations as well.
This is the one we approved a while back that mm-hmm. you were going to try at one. And
exactly.
And you
exactly.
like it.
I do like it. I do like it. We didn't go with any of the components that have the integrated video in the security system. We've got our own security camera there that we hold on our server here for X days. But we've got the perimeter sensors, the door, window kind of thing, the motion detectors, and panic button all included in that.
So there's an alarm that they set when they leave,
yes.
so they'll know if it's been tripped.
Right. Let's see. DeRidder, we had to close here early one day in January. Y'all remember the day the car ran over the fire hydrant and water was out for however long?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had no water, and I don't want to have a public building open with no water for any mm-hmm. long amount of time, so we closed early that day. We did have that second entry into the patron drive opened at the end of November. I'm awaiting their quote on getting the lot restriped to kind of make that traffic flow more, not intuitive, but more visible. So that's coming. If I can get them to show up when I'm here, I'm getting a quote from Total Construction, the same company that opened it. But if I can't get that together soon, there are other companies I can look at for that. We are waiting on a quote to get the building here power washed. It's looking kind of grungy in places, so want to do that this spring. You may have noticed when you came in, there's now a bench on the covered patio. That's the bench that the Thursday Study Club donated to the library, and we received in December or November, end of last year, and had installed within the last few months. After the city was done with their downtown lights festival and stuff, they were kind enough to send somebody over to drill it into the ground so that it's not gonna walk off.
Yeah.
I've talked to Mark Herford a couple of times, and he is interested in talking to us about doing a joint program for the East, and he even says Singer locations, which I think would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, he wants to wait until he's closer to being actually in office
right.
to come talk to us, which makes total sense.
Yeah.
But he is very interested in putting substations in
your
those areas.
More
exactly,
with
exactly.
When
does he take
hospital? June. Oh, it says there.
He's also working with the tourist commission from
in Maryville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use that.
That's Now he said, you know, it's really going to depend on what his budget allows and that sort of thing. So I don't know where he's coming from with this. Is he wanting to go in for a portion of the building cost? Is he wanting us to build it and they rent? I don't know where he's coming from with it, but I think it is worth
Absolutely.
Finding out.
And I'd have the police jury in on what we're doing so that they can tell us, you know, this flies or it doesn't.
Yeah.
They own the building, but they own the police building too. I mean, those
sheriff's stuff is sheriff owns their own
okay.
property,
so
whereas
we
don't.
Have to construct it, they rent.
Yeah, we'll have to figure all those details out.
Sounds like we need to have the police jury here when we have
right.
a discussion
yes.
with them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When we met
yeah.
with the tourist commission,
mm-hmm.
The new. Police German from Maryville was there, and the mayor. Well, we, you know, those were all in agreement.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a win-win situation.
I think so.
Right. When he spoke to us at Rotary, he has some good pointers, and if that's where he's going with that, because I was wondering, where was he going to get all the additional substations from?
Mm-hmm.
But the library, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. especially they've been breaking in those areas. That's perfect.
Well, it's just, they're both small and kind of part-time-ish. It's perfect. It's a good idea to put them together.
I think it'd be a great partnership.
If we can figure out where we could share a building.
Right.
Yeah, we can share a wall. We wouldn't have to have them necessarily be open to each other.
Right.
Maybe in Southdale, let us use their driveway.
Okay, let's see, what else did I have here? Oh, Tommy Landry from the city came over and talked to me. They, you know, they've started doing a lot more festivals in the street out here. And they have no electricity on this side of the Washington Street. All of their power is on that side. And it's really causing problems for them. So he said he's still getting details, but he wants to come talk to you guys and the police jury, since this is police jury property, about putting some outlets on our side of Washington Street. And he doesn't know yet if he's thinking about asking permission to trench just this side of the sidewalk to put in the line and then have the outlets come out actually of the sidewalk. The other option... I'm sorry?
They'd be raised.
Yes, yes, they'd be raised. And I think his intention is to have them locked down when it's not festival time, so it's not just anybody walking by and plugging in random things. But the other option is dig up the sidewalk, lay it underneath, and then do the same thing. To do that, they don't need our permission. It's the sidewalk is theirs. To do it on our side, they would need to work with us and the police jury, and it's the easier option. And honestly, I think in the long run, it would be less disruptive to us too than having the sidewalk dug up. But he was wanting to get some more details on, you know, what style does he intend to implement and that sort of thing. But he did give me a heads up that this is something they're thinking about and he would be bringing to us at some point.
This might be an opportunity for a little landscaping.
Somebody with a green thumb and eye will need to come help with that because it's not my strong suit.
No, I'm talking about they're footing the bill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're messing it up.
Well, that's not when they trench. They fold the grass right back.
Oh, they're doing it hard to twitch thing.
Yeah.
Doing it on one
trench, like you run that line, you can't even tell 2 days later that they've done it. Mm-hmm. My only concern would be those exterior, I don't know what they look like, those exterior outlets, if there would be a tripping hazard for anybody.
I'm thinking they would probably be the taller ones, not like ankle height, but maybe something a little taller.
As long as it's not interfering with, say, a wheelchair or people walking where they trip and that sort of
thing. Right. Now, at my end of the block, when they redid the sidewalk, what they did was put those new lighting poles out that has the electricity, because that's for festivals, people would knock on your business and ask, can I run the extension cord?
Right.
They have those there.
The outlets.
Yes. Why they can't do that is what I'm
thinking. And it might be what they end up going with. He just wanted to give me a heads up that he'd be coming to us with some kind of request.
That would be nice. That would install some lighting
down the street for people walking in the evening.
Okay. So going on with that activities report, we've got some miscellaneous stuff that I've got listed here. We received a DAF grant for the 2019-2020 year. We were actually the only Beauregard organization that applied, so we got all of Beauregard's money for DAF grant. So about $5,400 in grant money. DAF stands for Decentralized Arts Funding. So we're doing a Louisiana Arts for All series, and we started it back in October, and it's running through, I think the grant ends in September. I don't think we're actually going that far, but that's the grant year. So back in October, we had a storyteller come, Roseanne St. Romain, and do a performance with some kids. In December, we had a Christmas Around the Cabin craft event, well, a Bayou craft event at the Christmas Around the Cabin Maryville event out at the museum in Maryville. Last month, we did Mardi Gras masks as art and had a full house for that. This month, we're doing two iterations of Mardi Gras parasols as art, and the De Ritter class is already, the registration is full. We've got a wait list going. The one we're doing in Singer is almost full, so that's going really well.
What's the date for that one?
February 25th, I think. It's that Saturday in De Ritter, and the day before is the one in Singer.
So it's Friday.
The one in Singer is on Friday.
That's the 26th.
Okay.
I think
it's
okay.
So I have a doctor. Saturday's the
29th. Oh, actually, hang on. There's a calendar at the back of your thing.
Okay. That Friday, the last Friday.
14th. Friday 14th in Singer.
Oh. That's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can go in.
Yeah. You do have to register for it, so go online and register. Next month in March, we're kind of doing a lot. Some of it's staff related, some of it's not. We are going to host the No Man's Land Bicentennial Traveling Exhibit through the month of March. So to go along with that, it's further down in the list. So we're kind of using March as our Celebrate Louisiana Life theme. So we've got the traveling exhibit, and then we've got three programs that go back to the DAF grant. We're doing Ed Huey, who works with Northwestern State University and has won awards as a musician and all this kind of stuff, is coming and doing two classes on basic harmonicas. We've got a class for 7-plus and a class for either 11-plus or 12-plus year old. One Saturday in March, and because it's coming through the DAF grant, that's paying for his time and travel and a harmonica for each kid that is registered. We've also got Kurt Isles coming that month to talk about his Westport series, which is set in No Man's Land and during that time frame. He's going to be here, and then the last Saturday of March, we've got Leslie Lambert, who was with, I think, Glass Flowers.
Yes.
She's coming to lead a wreath-making class with a Louisiana Life theme to the decorations on the class. So we're doing a whole Celebrate Louisiana Life thing in March. Yeah. Then continuing with the DAF grant in June, we've got Johnette Downing coming to do musical storytelling. She's won tons of awards. She's really popular. And then in July,
this branch and at Council on
we're doing it at this branch, and then she's supposed to go to Council on Aging and kind of do a repeat session of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in July, we've got the Kabuki dancers coming to do a workshop and then a performance.
Wow.
So lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. And that ends in July, so.
Currently it ends in July. If I can think of something else to add on in August, I might do that.
You know, a girl from Mirabel, her husband is a professor at McNeese. And
Melanie Lejeune,
yes,
and Keegan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he wrote, I don't know if it's just No Man's Land.
Uh-huh.
But it has a lot in there about leverages and all that. I think there would be all that.
That's right, he did.
That might be a good add-on.
Yeah.
Maybe something in August you might think about that for. Or whenever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't even know if he can or would, but I mean, he's really nice. He would do a good job, I know.
He's great to listen to. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Is Kurt Isles going to be at night, or is it going to be
during? It's during the day. I think we have a start time of 10:30. On that one, so like 10:30 to noon. That's going to be on a Saturday.
What is?
The Kurt Isles thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the date?
Ooh, that's a good question. I want to say that's on the 15th, March 15th.
And the harmonica is for children.
That one's for children, yeah.
So
well, the second one, I think it's just written as 12 plus, so if you're older than 12.
What day is Leslie?
28th, I think. It's the last Saturday in March for Leslie. And so with the...
That'll be a Saturday.
Mm-hmm, yeah, all three of those are on Saturdays.
And you have to register for all of them?
For the harmonica things and for the wreath thing with Leslie, you're gonna have to register.
Now, the wreath thing, is she just gonna show us or we make our own wreath?
You're making your own.
So you have to, is there cost for it too?
DAF grant is covering.
Remember, all the supplies?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds cool. So that's the day after the conference?
It is. Okay.
What's going on?
So I think that was it for the activities report. You've got your year-to-date budget report in there. Nothing really to report. I expect we'll see a few more payments from ad valorem. There'll be small payments. I don't know that we'll make up that $216,000 that we're expecting or not, but as you noticed, this past year, 2019, we received more ad valorem than we were expecting. So it just kind of fluctuates, but generally we end up with 97% or so at least of what they told us to expect each year. Everything else I think is pretty much on track with that. And then it goes into the statistical monthly report and circulation report. Not a whole lot to comment on there. The monthly report, the Louisiana Connect database numbers are not available. The state library's extranet has been down for over a month now, so we don't have those numbers from December or January. We'll get them when it's back up.
Is that related to the hacking?
Yeah.
The DMV hacking?
I don't think so.
I was just wondering too, because it happened about the same time.
It did happen about the same time, but they had an email issue at the state library, well, not just the state library, the state also at the same time that I think was related, but that's been resolved. It's just the extranet still isn't back up. So still waiting to hear on that one.
What is social media interaction? Are those comments on our website or something?
That is comments, likes, or reactions, because it's not all like anymore. And shares. So it's not just, it's activity. It's not just it was on somebody's screen at some point. It's some kind of interaction.
And what do we have? We have Facebook and Instagram?
We have Facebook and Instagram. Our Instagram has been pretty much dormant for a while now. I'm hoping our PR person can get that back up and running. Facebook has been going gangbusters. It's been doing a lot. I am very excited to have someone to hand that off to.
Sure.
But we've been getting a lot of response. And for instance, this past week, I put up something about Storytime in Maryville happening on this past Saturday. And whereas they had been getting maybe one or two people for their monthly story time, I'm told they had 15.
Wow.
So if you hit it at the right time, it makes a difference.
One page to surely make a difference is the Ritter information page. Anything you put on there, you're going to get
the Ritter. The Ritter Moms is where I put a lot of it too.
The Ritter Moms, they have the Ritter information.
And there's some Maryville Moms too. I don't know if y'all can remember.
I haven't done Maryville Moms. I'll have to look for that one. But, so what I hinted at earlier and never went back to, it's not on your February calendar. There's a copy of the February calendar in there. But, speaking of Facebook, I had a message from a lady down in Ragley. And she said, you know, I'd really love to see a community seed swap at the Ragley branch. I think you've got a lot of people down here who would be interested. And I'm like, okay, strategic goal, community input, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I'm planning to do one on February 15th in Ragley. We've already got a fairly small selection of heirloom vegetable seeds that we're going to use as kind of a base to start. But I do want to encourage people to do the whole bring some, take some thing.
So
but
yeah,
We went to Circle C. They had a lot of heirloom vegetable seeds there, because I was expecting to have to order heirloom, but no, they have quite a few. So, I mean, we only bought like 5 or 6 different varieties and, you know, maybe half a pound of each kind. So we're doing that in South Beauregard. I'm waiting to hear back from their rec center if they'll let us do it in their community center or if we'll be doing it in the branch. But we are going to do one in South Beauregard in Ragley on the 15th of February. And then the following Saturday in, that's the 22nd, I believe, we're going to do it in Maryville. And I contacted Miss Elaine over at the museum in Maryville to see if they would let us do it there. And they're actually having their meeting tonight to discuss it, and she'll get back with me to see if we're doing it. So again, it could be something we're doing at our branches in these locations or having a partner, but either way, we're doing both of those.
There's a lady in the fields area that does that.
Oh, really?
Her name is Donna Phillips, and I know she's on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but I know she's on Facebook. And she does a lot of the heirloom seeds and
I think she belongs
to like a national group or something.
Like Dave's Garden and those forums have a lot of seed swarms, just kind of
but I guess you can kind of through Facebook contact her.
I'll see if I can find her.
Render or whatever, I don't know what you call that, but
I'll see if I can find her. Donna Phillips. Okay. So we've got that. We've got that coming up, and I've been in contact with Keith over at LSU to see if any of the master gardeners, because you know they have to do so many hours of education or whatever, to see if they want to be on hand to answer questions and that sort of thing. So that might be another element we can incorporate.
He has some really good master gardeners.
Yeah.
They probably would love to come talk to people.
Yeah, so I'm waiting to hear back if any of them, because I mean, it has to work with their schedule too. But he did tell me today that the Master Gardeners are having a forum on the 21st, the day before our Maryville thing. So I'm going to send him some flyers for the Maryville one at least to share with that. And I think that's it.
That's good. That is very good. Going on. You need your PR person and your program person.
I do.
PR person, by then you can send them to the Master Gardener Forum. It's a really nice.
Are they doing it at the fairground?
They usually do it at the Civic Center.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
I usually go every year.
Okay, good deal.
Didn't I just have? Oh, it wasn't the Master Gardener. It was the thing about LSU, the gardening thing. Didn't they already have that, or is it yet to come up? They usually have a one-day thing. It's up there at the exhibition hall. And they have people come in from LSU, and you'll have 30 minutes on tomatoes, and you can rotate around to...
That's it. Barton Coliseum.
Oh, they've had it here. The same thing.
No, I've been to one. They had it at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church one year.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. Keith knows that because I got his email, and I remember thinking, I don't think I can go to that this year, whatever time it was. But they weren't past.
Okay. Well, good. Anybody else have anything? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Joe moves. We adjourn. Zero. Renee seconding, all in favor. Thank you very much.